for it. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Babbel, teaching new languages with the spaced repetition method. Daily 10 to 15-minute lessons using simulated conversations that are voiced by native speakers are at Babbel, BABBEL.com.
Support for Let's Eat comes from Bombs Natural Foods. More than just supplements, Bombs offers massages, ion cleanses, a juice bar, and an educated staff for all of your questions. Bombs Natural Foods, with locations in Merrillville, Highland, and BombsNaturalFoods.com. Program consideration comes from Lithographic Communications. Lithographic Communications, located in Munster, has been providing both printing and mailing services locally since 1988. More information is available at 219-924-9779. NIPSCO supports Lakeshore Public Radio because a little information can be a huge help. Sign up for NIPSCO alerts to receive updates on your account, including power outage status updates via text, email, or phone. Learn more at nipsco.com/alerts.
It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Just like the guy said, we're sitting here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. Here in Merrillville, we're live in the studio. Mm-hmm. It's Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you doing? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And me, Chef Nick.
Smelling good in the studio.
Smell
here.
Smell a little smoky in
Yummy.
Here.
Yummy.
A little barbecue-y.
Liking it.
I like it. It arouses your appetite, doesn't it?
It does, actually.
And, well, now everything's gone, but when...
Everything's gone.
Yeah, they all like swoop in here when they smell the loft of the barbecuing.
Well, I got to get my piece there.
You will. You will. Don't worry. We'll save some for you.
All right.
So what's going on, Sharon?
Well, let's see. A lot of cool stuff. Indiana Dunes is always doing things. They are offering self-guided hikes
They became a national park now.
Yeah.
Not just an
And they're not just Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. They're Indiana Dunes National Park.
Can you believe that?
Ooh,
I think it's one of the smallest ones, though.
I think it is. But it's got the most diverse set of different kinds of plants.
Yeah.
And I think that's what kind of got them into that status, that level.
Yeah.
You know, there probably had to be something special about it to get that national park status.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place. I'm very proud of it. I love it.
I grew up in Etna, so we used to visit there all the time when I was a kid.
Like the jewel of Northwest Indiana.
So what's going on at the Dunes?
Actually, this year, too, by the way, they're going to be having, well, they call them dune buggies, but I think they're like shuttles. They're going to, you can't go with dune buggies over the sand. That's illegal. But they're going to be picking up South Shore Line passengers and Dunewood campground visitors, providing free shuttle service to some of the park beaches this summer. That's in partnership with the Dunes Learning Center and the South Shore Line. National Park's going to be providing this free service between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday through Labor Day weekend. So that's a cool thing. And they're offering self-guided hikes into Pinhook Bog on Saturdays. Rangers and volunteers are going to be along the trail to help you understand what you're seeing. And
what they need to offer is some more sun and heat.
Yeah, you know that? I'm sure they would if they could. You know, but we should make a phone call. We should put a suggestion in the suggestion box.
Yeah, too.
You know? So, and then there's still those cool things over in Sherrillville. They're doing those Sherrillville party in the parks.
Yeah.
I have not been to one, but, you know, they do free movie showings. They have food trucks out there and... You know, nothing says happiness like food outside in the sun in the summertime in Northwest Indiana.
So any festivals going on this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there probably is. But that Sherrillville one, that's actually today. The Dino Day Party in the Park at Reeder Park tonight, June 21st, 5 p.m., a showing of Jurassic World 2 Fallen Kingdom.
That sounds cool.
So that's going to be there. That's a festival. That's...
Well, you know what's
then June is Coastal Awareness Month too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, in July 1st, there's an event going on for the TV radio station here at Lakeshore Public Media. It's at Off Square Brewing over in Crown Point.
Right.
And every beer or bottle of beer you buy, a dollar goes towards the station. And they got Tom Roach.
I need to borrow those notes.
Yeah. You need these, Roach and Ken Bronowski, and they're called the Hots. Uh-huh. And they'll be jamming all night there. And whatever beer you buy, a dollar goes towards the station.
That's awesome. That we is need another that. Great way. We definitely do.
Yeah, you need that for another like these little mic support. Sponges that Tom bought.
Those mic sponges are expensive.
And these rubber bands.
Those things are expensive, yeah.
Oh, everything's expensive.
Even, we had those things until they dry rotted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So everyone stop in on July 1st over that Off Square Brewing and get a beer, and the dollar goes towards Lakeshore Public Radio. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime,
we're going to take a walk.
We're going to take a walk. And we want the people that are listening out there to Lakeshore Public Radio to call in 769-9577. And get a chance to win a gift card from our guest here. So what kind of vehicle are we going with this week?
We're
going
to be creative.
Well, this guy's on a golf course now.
Wait.
Oh, I got to lose some weight. This basket.
No problem.
This basket is not going to make it. I'm
telling you. Hot air balloon time.
It's hot air balloon time.
It can lift you up, then you're good.
Up and away in a beautiful balloon. Our guest is a singer, too. Singer, songwriter, chef. He's here. But he's on a golf course. He's on Pheasant Valley. So I figured we'd take this hot air balloon.
And land it right in the middle of the
over
golf
Maryville,
course. Yes.
Over the high school in Crown Point.
It's a good day for this.
And we're going to land over at Pheasant Valley, and we're going to visit. And we're going to visit with Blake Alexander from Blake Alexander's Smokehouse.
I'm having a good time already.
I am too. Today's a beautiful day for this.
And okay. I learned how to drive this thing recently.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You took lessons. You always take lessons. You take lessons in everything.
You know, that's what I have to do. The show going.
There you go. Ready to land?
Yeah.
Or we're down?
We're down.
Okay, we're back. We're over in Pheasant Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in front of us, we got Blake Alexander from Blake Alexander Smokehouse out of Crown Point, out of Pheasant Valley. How you doing, Blake?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
So how's things going?
Things are going well. Things are picking up. We are 7 months in now, mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of time before it blows up even more.
Sharon, does this guy look like a baby?
Yeah, and he kind of looks like a
throwback,
a movie star.
Yeah, he does.
Bit.
I think we have a movie star here.
I want to get some lessons from
him. Well, I want to get his autograph. But
you look like a movie star. That's awesome. Yeah, how do you do that?
I mean, baby, I feel like I've aged at least 20 years in the past 7 months.
In the restaurant?
Started the restaurant.
Join my world.
Of course, yeah.
I'm 50. I'm going to be 57, and I feel like 80 maybe some days.
Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah, especially after all this catering, and right now it's graduation season. And that's all we're doing is a lot of catering.
Yeah, I'm waiting for all my grays to start popping in.
Don't wait.
How old
don't
are
wait.
You?
25.
If you don't mind my asking.
25 years old.
Wow.
I don't even remember what I was doing when I was 25. So I guess
do.
These are these are some. This question might be a tough one, but give us a little bit about your background.
So I grew up grade school years in Frankfort.
Okay.
And then my high school years in Chicago Heights. Graduated from Marian Catholic. I knew way back when that I always wanted to be in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. So whether it was actor, I was a magician for quite some time.
Really?
From 11 to 17, 18, about 18 actually, I did my last magic show because the singing career kind of took
so
over.
So have you ever did like any other types of jobs other than like the entertainment? Did you ever, what other types of jobs you do? I mean, McDonald's, anything like that?
When I was 18, I managed a cigar lounge in Homewood.
Doesn't he look like he'd be managing a cigar lounge?
You know, actually, kind of, yeah. Yep. I mean, he's got that Frank Sinatra,
doesn't
Dean
he?
Martin
yeah,
look.
He's a rat
and
pack.
Yeah, I can see you with a
fly
martini.
Fly me to the moon. I can hear
yeah,
I think
yeah.
I have a backup singer over here.
I think you should.
I don't
think
any Greek could sing. No Greek should be singing.
Just, sure they can.
No, just Flamin' Saganaki.
Opa.
So what other jobs did you have you had in the past?
So did that as far as managing the cigar lounge, and then I was in sales in Rogers and Hollins Jewelers.
Oh, wow.
So I was with them for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had this on
we
on
need
TV
to have
or something on
pictures.
Facebook
this
Live.
This is definitely picture worthy.
You know,
no offense.
You're
I'm
picture
not
worthy,
embarrass.
Dude. Thank you. You are.
You are picture worthy. I'm not, but you are.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and I'm not because I got stains on my shirt from making so much mozzarella today.
Oh, you should see
you're
when
the
I
real deal.
You should see when I cook in my suit. I got barbecue sauce stains all over the suits and stuff.
You cook in your suits?
Oh, yeah.
If I have to jump back in the kitchen, if I'm in a suit, I don't care.
He's got beautiful.
Brave guy. I like that.
He's got beautiful leather shoes. And he's back
oh,
there with
yeah.
that, too.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You're going to have to give me some fashion.
Well, you know what we need? We need people to call in, 769-9577. And Blake Alexander has gift cards to Blake Alexander's Smokehouse over in Pheasant Valley. And I have gift cards to Chef Nick's Eatery over in Winfield.
Now, how do you get to Pheasant Valley?
You take Chase Street all the way down to 141st Avenue. Mm-hmm. You make a right, and it's going to be a dead end.
Okay.
So it's,
beautiful golf course.
Yep.
Oh, that's in Crown Point?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's like Crown Point, Cedar Lake, right in between.
Yeah, right
sort
on the border. Yeah. Also off the border of Lowell.
It was
well.
Right. And it used to be one of the courses I used to go to when I was younger, before I had kids and had time.
You golfed?
I used to golf, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I golfed. It doesn't mean I was good, but I did golf. How long have you been in this operation now with your smokehouse?
With the smokehouse, 7 months.
7 months.
Yeah.
So has this been kind of a learning process for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm learning every day. Cannot wait to continue to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a lot of master classes, developing new skills into, you know, some fine dining dishes and stuff like that.
So tell the people out there, give us a feeling of the atmosphere when you walk into Blake's and Alexander's Smokehouse.
So the atmosphere is, my idea when I first opened it was to have a fine dining atmosphere with great food without the fine dining prices,
mm-hmm.
Per se. So we have tablecloths, candlelit tables, just a modern atmosphere with a lot of modern artwork mm-hmm. all over. My fiance and I did about a month and a half work of painting and cleaning and just redoing the entire inside to make it what it is now. So just very modern feel, different color schemes. We have a like a bluish, grayish, darker theme in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dining room is a lot more warm, so your beiges and, you know, deeper browns and stuff like that.
Now, your facility is located at Pheasant Valley.
Yes, yes. So it's in the clubhouse.
It's in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the course open yet?
The course it's been on and off just because of all the rain.
Mm-hmm. Bad year this year.
Yes, yes. It's been terrible for them to get out and, you know, start mowing and stuff. And half the time when they do try it, the mowers get stuck, and mm-hmm. you know, it's been kind of on and off, but they're hoping to have it open completely again to where it should be within the next week.
Has that been affecting you?
A little bit. I wouldn't say too much, just as far as with the golf business.
So let me ask you, Blake, why food? I mean, you got a nice gig, singing, looking pretty, could be a model. Am I right, Sharon?
I would say.
Thank you.
And, you write your own songs, you got your own production company. Why food? I know food is entertainment, but it's a different kind of entertainment, and you're starting to find that out, aren't you?
Absolutely. I've always been one in customer service and making people happy. That's always been my love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to be able to make great food and go to all the tables and greet them and just see empty plates, that's the best feeling that I get.
So you said that, and I got chills in my body.
Yep.
Are you Italian?
Italian-Mexican.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? You're right, because food is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And like what Blake said, is when you see the plates go out, especially when they look cool when they go out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want a sloppy plate going out. And then you look and you
it's
see
all
the
about
people.
Presentation,
you
right?
see the people just slapping their lips and eating the food and everything. And you go up and say something and the food's all gone. I mean, it's just like somebody patted you on
yep,
the back.
There's no better feeling.
Yeah, you know what? And with me, when I cook, believe it or not, I have one eye on the dish area. You know why? Because I want to see if anything's come back. Because if something comes back,
yep.
I ask the waitress right away if something's
exactly.
wrong with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, the dishwashers know what sells and what doesn't
mm-hmm.
sell. Am I right?
Precisely.
So what do you offer there at the smokehouse?
We have everything from ribs to brisket to rib tips, pulled pork, steaks,
mm-hmm.
Even, you know, fresh hand-battered shrimp and perch and cod. And then on the weekends, I do like to throw in some specials that I start on a Monday, mm-hmm. figure out how to, you know, make it perfect, teach my other cooks how to make it perfect so everything stays consistent. So this weekend, we're actually going to be doing mahi fish tacos with a garlic aioli.
Wow.
So that's going to be the special this weekend. I always try and change it up. A couple weeks ago, I did surf and turf,
mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit different. It was smoked crab legs with a half slab of baby back ribs.
Ooh, that sounds really,
yeah,
really
they
good.
They were phenomenal.
Well, how many people are you sit in that dining room?
We seat about, comfortably, I'd say about 100 in the dining room alone.
Uh-huh.
And then in the bar, we can fit probably about another 50, 60.
Wow. Now, do you have any – I mean, it's a beautiful course. The course is set all by itself out there. Do you have any outdoor seating?
We do. We also have a patio. We have five tables out there as well.
Now, you do any kind of entertainment other than yourself? Do you, have you thought about doing any live entertainment out there?
It is actually in the works. Within the next, I'd say, 2 months, we're probably going to be having some different entertainers come in. Just with my schedule, I'm so booked out throughout the year, so it's hard for me to get a good date to lock in to actually perform at the restaurant. But I performed there about four times so far since we've opened. So
okay. So with catering, that's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. Now, what's your capacity when it comes to catering?
I would say for the food to be as fresh as it can be in the items that they would choose. I mean, we can cater up to, I'd say, comfortably 150.
Okay. Well, this is catering season.
Yeah, absolutely.
So are they too late if they called you now?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
What kind of leeway do you like, though?
I'd prefer at least 2 weeks in advance.
2 weeks. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I'd prefer
to. I mean, that's pretty quick.
I'd prefer 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's kind of generous. Yeah, it's good.
About 3 weeks ago, there was an event that we hosted for 75 people, and they booked it for our dining room less than 24 hours before they came in.
Oh, really?
And everything went extraordinarily perfect for them. So we were very pleased about that. It was kind of a fluke that it happened. They had a mishap with a different place literally the night before.
Right.
They came into the restaurant. I was still there seasoning my brisket and my ribs, and they came into the restaurant to see the venue at, I want to say, about 10:45 at night because I was still there. 10:45 at night. They said it was for 75 people. It was the next day. They were going to be arriving at 5:30. So we made it work. We pulled it off, and it went wonderful.
That's the Italian in you, that restaurant
the passion,
party.
Right?
The passion in you. Now, is your catering, when somebody gets catering, is there a whole different menu you have for it, or do you just take suggestions? What do you kind of do with that?
Yeah, we take suggestions. I mean, we can do anything that people propose to us. So we've done roasted chicken. We can do mozzarella, Italian sausage, Italian beef. And then, of course, anything that is on our menu. But I do have recommendations for people, depending on if they're going to have it in our banquet hall, which we offer downstairs, or, if we're going to be delivering it somewhere.
Mm.
So we've catered for BMW. We've catered for Jaguar.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
Hear that? BMW, that Jaguar.
Sounds like big time. And congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much.
Wow. How did you get that? That's great. Land the account.
My father actually works for BMW in Schererville. So he kind of just put the word in after I opened the restaurant, and they tried it out.
Great.
We've hosted their we hosted their holiday party there, and then they've just been.
See, that's the whole thing.
That's great.
That's
yeah.
how, Sharon. That's how it is with food. At first, when you first open, it's usually friends of family, and that's how the word gets out. You can advertise. You can
word
do all
that. Word of mouth is the best advertisement.
It's the best advertisement.
I've heard
and
heard
then
that.
Once they like it, they trust you. What they usually reorder. Like my catering events for tomorrow, one of the large ones, every year they order something for their family reunion. And it's the same thing every year.
That's
because
great.
They trust. I mean, just like if you go to a restaurant and you like their food, you're going to go back.
I'm a loyal consumer.
Because I'm the kind of person that aren't you kind of worried if you're not sure about the restaurant because you're worried that is the food good? Is it going to make you sick?
Well,
things like that.
Yeah, you don't want to.
But
take
if somebody
a
tells you
some
it's
big
good,
event or something,
somebody says, hey, this is a great place, what are you going to do?
Well, then you're more confident.
Right.
You're going to go into it.
Who we got on the phone?
Yeah, we got John. He's from Crown Points.
John, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Okay. You got a question for Blake?
Yeah, I do. He said he's located in the clubhouse at the course. I was just trying to find out, do you have to be a member of the course?
Oh, good question.
To visit?
Very good question.
And also, I was curious of his hours.
Very good question. We are open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, we're from noon until 9. Friday and Saturday, noon until 10, and then Sundays, noon until 8. You do not have to be a member of the course.
Okay.
So it is open to the public.
Now, have you ever been out there?
No, I have not been out there.
You never visited Pheasant Valley?
No.
Are you a golfer?
I am not. I've golfed once in my life.
Well, that's not the course to go to because they got one hole that's got to be like 600 yards or something like that.
That's pretty long.
Yeah, that was the one that you put the snowman on because I could never finish that one out. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Blake Alexander Smokehouse out on Crown Point over there in Cedar Lake, and we're going to send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Oh, that'd be great. I appreciate it.
You'll be seeing those in a couple of weeks, and thanks for calling, and maybe we'll hear from you next week, too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. What questions should people ask when they're doing catering, especially for like a wedding or something that's really important?
They can honestly, whatever they want for their menu, they can ask me, you know, how do you cook it? If people have allergies, that's another good point to bring up.
Do you bend towards the allergies? Do you help them out, like gluten-free?
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, okay. I'll make individual dishes just for people that are gluten-free or do have some type of food allergy. So that's always a prominent question when... if they're going to be interested in catering, because these days a lot of people do have allergies. So, and there's a lot of people that inquire about the catering that forget about those particular individuals. So
when these people come in, say for a wedding or, now I won't say graduate, say for a wedding, do you have sources, bakeries that they can call?
Absolutely.
So you yes, can help them out.
We have connections as far as anywhere from decorators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, balloons. I mean, anything that you can think of for weddings, entertainment, whether it's myself or, you know, if they
or
just
me?
Want a DJ, if it's you, yeah, of course. Tableside, right?
No. But so somebody can go there and just be all blown away with all the stuff they have to do, and they can sit down with you and you can help direct them to different areas.
100%.
Tuxedos and...
Absolutely.
So it could be like a one-stop shop.
Yes.
So have you been doing pretty good with your catering? I mean, weddings and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Banquets, we have quite a few lined up for the rest of this year. And then as far as home catering, you know, parties at home, we've been doing pretty well with that as well. So,
folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Get a gift card from Blake Alexander. Is that a stage name or is that a real name?
It is a real name.
Don't get mad at me.
It's actually...
It's like glitter. You know what I mean?
Alexander is actually my middle name.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Well, you can get a gift card from Blake Alexander's Smokehouse over in Crown Point at Pheasant Valley and one from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. Off-premise catering, have you done any of that? Are you interested in doing that?
As far as off, well, yeah, for like I mentioned, BMW, Jaguars.
Oh, so you went off.
Yeah, so we make everything in house.
And then went off.
Yep.
Okay, I thought they came there.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a separate catering menu for that, or is that?
Oh, we don't yet. I kind of just put packages together for people, either per person or if they just want a couple of items and they're going to be making some other items themselves at home. So, like, some people come in and say, you know, I'd want a full brisket from you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do that.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah.
So. When I walked into your establishment, the first thing I noticed was the aroma of smoke, and it wasn't cigars.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a really nice, sweet smelling smoke. So, what items do you smoke?
We smoke our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, the rib tips, the crab legs that I did for specials.
I've never had a smoked crab leg, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to just work with a lot of different things and figure out how to perfect every single thing that I can smoked and just think of unique different ideas that, you know, anywhere around the area doesn't have, for instance, like a smoked crab leg. Did some smoked shrimp the other day. Did some smoked wings the other day. I mean, they just turn out phenomenal.
So now you're having fun with this
all.
Yes,
absolutely.
Who do you got online, Sharon?
We have Liz from Crown Point.
Liz.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
So you're enjoying the conversation so far?
Absolutely. I've had a caterer of a baby shower from Blake.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I remember.
And we had fabulous food there. I just wanted to say that it was he was very helpful in everything that I needed to have done. And the favorite at our shower was the barbecue brisket with the mac and cheese.
Oh.
Excellent.
Thanks so much,
Very
Liz.
Good.
So let me ask you, Liz, was this off-premise? He brought it to you, or did you come into his establishment?
I went in to get it because I'm only like a half a mile away from him.
Uh-huh.
So it's very convenient for me. But like I said, I heard rumors about how good it was, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try them. And it
word of mouth.
Word of mouth and highly recommend it.
You got any special question for Blake?
No, it's just I'm going to be there tomorrow night for my anniversary.
There you go.
Happy anniversary, Liz.
Yes, thank you.
How many years, Liz?
This will be 34.
Really?
Congratulations.
Well, I just had mine yesterday.
Yes.
With my lovely wife Karen, and we have two kids, and it's been 27 years.
Ah, well, congratulations to you. We're in a good month.
We're in a good month.
And I'm getting married in July.
And you know what?
Oh, congratulations.
Blake is getting married. Hear that, all single women? He's gone. But Blake's getting married in July.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'll be good.
I knew it was coming up.
So you going to cater your own event?
No.
So, Liz, what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Blake Alexander's Smokehouse in Crown Point at Pheasant
Wonderful.
Valley. And you can use the gift card for, you'll get it in a couple of weeks, so you can use it for that. Maybe you'll find another event to go there for.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
A gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield.
Wow, that's great. Love it.
Great. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Thank you.
Folks, it's that easy. Just dial 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. Get a gift card from Blake Alexander's Smokehouse out of Pheasant Valley.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Thanks for joining us on Let's Eat here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. We're live in the studio here in Merivale. I'm Chef Nick. We have Sharon Jackson, and we have our special guest that took time out of his busy day to visit us, Blake Alexander, out of Blake Alexander's Smokehouse.
And that is his real name.
Yeah, that is real name. Not even a stage name, even though he's a stage kind of guy.
So what's the is there a radius that you serve in terms of an area from your location? Do you do like a 90-mile radius? Or
you know what? That is actually excellent point that I have never thought of before.
Right.
Because
like
the
if somebody
situation
like,
hasn't came up
okay,
yet
right.
as far as, you know, being more than 30 minutes just mm-hmm. yet. So it's definitely something to think about, so I appreciate you asking that.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I have to think.
Well,
that
let
down.
Me ask you, like,
because, you know, if somebody from the suburbs, Chicago suburbs,
yeah.
you know, have to, whatever it may be, west or south or north.
Where do you feel like you get most of your patrons from, the Crown Point area?
Yeah, Crown Point, Lowell, Cedar Lake.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of
I think I got a feeling once you start getting, because you haven't experienced golfers yet, have you?
Not the full term of it.
Right.
No, not yet.
And then I was also curious about, Dee had mentioned, she's somebody who works here.
Miss Dee Dotson.
You know, yep. Yeah, Dee Dotson. Mentioned that you didn't really even cook before you got
no.
into this. Now, how did you...
Not at all.
And you do this cooking?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get so good?
I mean, he dresses fancy, but he's back there cooking.
Right.
Yep. It's.
How did you become such a good cook and learn this?
I feel it's, you know, because I became the owner of the restaurant. When you own a venue like that, you have to know every single thing that goes on there. You have to know how to do everything because
right.
you cannot rely on everybody to be there all the time. So if you have to go in and you got to do something, you got to make sure it gets done.
You're the backup.
Exactly. Especially, you know, on a financial aspect too. You know, if the plumbing breaks or, you know, something electrical goes wrong. I've learned so much that I never thought that I would learn before in the past 7 months. That's really just broadened my horizons. So, yeah, plumbing, electrical, the cooking. Before this, I couldn't grill to save my life. I burn everything on the grill. It was terrible. I remember this one time my fiance and I, we were cooking together, and my job was the salmon. So season the salmon perfectly. It smelled wonderful. Let it sit overnight. Next day, get ready to throw it on the grill. I mean, it was a full fillet. And threw it on the grill, went in to cook some vegetables, totally forgot about it. The entire thing was charred
mm-hmm.
to the max.
That happened to my parents, too, because they had a restaurant with a side of beef.
Yep. Yeah. And, yeah, so I just developed a passion for it, I guess.
It's just so...
watched a lot, you know, of videos and, you know, how to do certain things, and that's mm-hmm. how you learn, just kind of make it your own.
Is it something that you, this business, is it something you think you're going to stay with?
I'd love to. You know, ever since I was younger, being in the entertainment industry alone, I have always wanted to open a restaurant. I just never thought the opportunity would come so soon.
Wow, great.
Isn't it funny that you own the place and you notice everything now, don't you?
Every single detail,
I mean, every corner.
Did you want to tell us about how the opportunity came about for you?
Yeah, so I went out to dinner with my fiance and two good friends of ours, Steve and Kim Cross, and he just kind of let me know at this dinner. It was a total random event that took place, and he just said, you know, I heard that one of the other restaurants was no longer going to be there in a couple months. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, well, you know, why don't you open up a restaurant? That'd be awesome. He said, I just opened up a couple more businesses. I'm just not going to have the time. He goes, you and Gabby should open one up. And
it's your fiance.
Yes. Uh-huh. We were going on vacation within the next 2 days. We just took a short trip to Missouri and literally talked about the opportunity the entire time we were on our vacation. Mm-hmm. And came back, and that was when it happened. It all happened within a week. It was just a spur-of-the-moment type thing, and we made it work. So
you've been creating all this food, right? And have you gained any weight yet?
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, barbecue and beer, they work well together.
He sings it off. You ever thought, you know how Elvis was? He was sweating and stuff. That was all workout.
That's true. It's very cardiovascular.
Who do you got on the line there?
I think it's somebody that either her phone dropped off, she lost her nerve, or I don't know. Okay. She's not there anymore.
Well, you need to call back whoever you were.
It was Tracy. Oh, there she is.
Let's try. So, when you deal with the ribs, tell us how you go through when you, for the people out there that are doing ribs, how do you deal with you use baby back, right?
Yes.
How do you deal with that? How do you prepare them?
So they're all seasoned the night before. We let them sit overnight, and I use, it's about 8 different seasonings for the ribs.
Is this your special?
It's a blend of a bunch of different things.
Okay, so you put it together.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So I season them the night before. After that, take them out and get the smoker up to about 240 and smoke them for about 5 to 6 hours. Once they're a little bit more than halfway done, olive oil, wrap them in foil.
Oh, wow.
A little bit of mustard.
Wow.
And, finish them off, and they get so tender where, as I brought them
in
today.
You don't see that too much. So he takes an extra step. He actually smokes them, brings them off, puts some mustard on it, and then you wrap them?
Yeah, in foil.
That's what I seen when I was in there. They were at towards the end then. And then you wrap them in foil, and then you smoke them. Now, how many slabs can you do a day, you think?
Well, we can do up to 24 slabs a day.
Okay.
But normally, it's about 12.
Okay.
So,
ribs,
you know, just depending on who's coming in, what the clientele
is. Is that one of your bigger items?
Yes, absolutely.
They're very good.
Thank you.
Very, very good. Who do we got?
Oh, yes. I'm glad she's back.
Thank you for coming back.
Tracy, thanks for calling back.
How are you, Tracy?
You there?
No.
She was there.
We're talking too long then.
Talk to her.
No.
Yeah.
So what kind of, now you do a pulled pork. Now you do what? Use pork butt?
Yep.
Try it again.
Pork butt.
Tracy?
Now,
Tracy,
hey, we lost you in this board. There's like 100 different colored knobs
many
here.
Many knobs and dials.
What was she? She was under the pink one, wasn't she? The pretty pink one?
Yeah, the red light.
Yeah,
there.
We found you, Tracy. What's up? Hello?
Well, she's there. I don't know. Hey, Tracy, are you in a dead spot? She's in a dead spot.
That's it. In that dead.
Wait. I heard her. Tracy?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
I'm still here. I haven't hung up. I can hear you.
So, how you doing, Tracy? Where's Tracy from?
I'm from Maryville.
All right. That's where I graduated from. You have a question for Blake?
Yes. I was listening to you, and you were talking about the banquet hall, and I was just curious if you do just more of the plated style dinners or if you do like the family style. Just curious on how that would go about, because our family is actually looking to do an event somewhere, and this sounds great.
Absolutely. We can do plated style, we can do family style, or buffet style. A lot of the events that we have done, depending on how formal the event is, it would just kind of vary, but a lot of them have gone with the buffet style just because it's more convenient for them. And as far as cost, it's a little bit less cost-wise. So.
Tracy, what event do you have coming up?
Actually, a family reunion. So,
and when is that happening?
September.
Okay.
So we're looking kind of out because this is our 78th year.
Wow.
Our family's been doing this for quite some time. And so our previous venue, unfortunately, is no longer available. And so I'm looking at options because this year I'm in charge of it. So
you're looking in the Crown Point area to hold your
event? Yeah, Northwest. We're looking at the bigger Northwest Indiana.
And how many
area,
people?
So, Normally, it depends, but we normally have anywhere between 80 and 100.
Oh, so. I think...
Like I said, big family.
Blake likes that. That sounds like a good one for him. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Blake, you have a phone number for her?
Yeah. You can give the restaurant a call at 219-663-5000, and then you're going to hit number 2.
All righty. I got it written down. Thank you so very much. So I appreciate it.
So, Tracy... what kind of food do you guys usually get? Just like go buffet? Do you usually get plated or?
It just depends. A lot of times we've done buffet. We've actually, for a few years, we've done places where we've done potluck and just gotten a venue and we've all bought food, but that gets to be a little overwhelming for some of us.
Have you ever been out to the Pheasant Valley Golf Course?
No, not yet. And that's why, like I said, I'm looking at options, and I just happen to be listening today to the radio.
That's great. This is a good show to listen to, too, right, Sharon?
Definitely.
Gives you ideas all the time. You know what? Check it out. It's a great venue because it's secluded all by itself. So if you have kids, you have a large group, it feels like a picnic atmosphere out there. There's nothing around. Really, the golf course,
and
there's
a beautiful view.
Yeah.
So
I think you guys will enjoy it. I hope you give them a call.
All right, I will. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Tracy. And you know what? Listen in again, okay?
I will. Definitely. Thank you.
Okay. Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and ask Blake Alexander from Blake Alexander's Smokehouse a question, and he's got a gift card to his place, and I got one to Chef Nick's Eatery.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a lot of people working for you?
I have a staff of 11, 12 off the top of my head. Cool. So my staff is the key to having that place as successful as it is.
Okay.
I could not do any of it without any single person that is there. So they're phenomenal. They're great. Just great people all around. And I try to be the best that I can be as well and lead by example for them.
It works both ways, right?
Yep, my staff is the key.
And did you go to college?
I did not, actually.
Okay.
Right out of high school, just continued in the entertainment field and the cigars and the sales and just always been an entrepreneur, very business driven.
Before we get to your entertainment part, let's go a little bit more over the food. Steaks. What kind of steaks do you offer?
I've done specials with fillets. Right now, this weekend, we're doing a 18-ounce bone-in ribeye, and then I have a porterhouse on the menu. I'm going to be putting the ribeye on the solid dinner menu, so that will be going on. And then just kind of going to leave it open for different options. We've done New York strips before. I'm going to say as soon as I get an idea, once the season is actually going with the golf, then I'm going to
you'll find out
an actual steak list. And then
you have a lunch menu and a dinner menu?
It's all the same.
All the same?
Yeah. So we have our sandwiches and stuff like that on the dinner menu as well.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, when they come in for lunch, they'll order off the sandwiches.
And what kind of seafood do you have?
We have perch, we have cod, we have shrimp, and that's it as of right now.
And do you do a lot of side dishes?
Yes. So we have baked beans, we have coleslaw, we have mac and cheese, green beans, pasta salad.
Okay.
So bunch of different
desserts.
How do you like your steak?
Dessert, medium rare.
Okay. Me too.
Yes.
Not me. I'm sorry. I'm well and step on it.
Are you a well-done guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know why. But anyways, how about desserts?
Dessert, that's one thing that I am working on is getting a solid dessert menu.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I do have a phenomenal dessert that I do serve. They're called cookie dough bites.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Very rich. I can only have about two of them. There's like 8 in one serving. We drizzle it with Hershey's chocolate, some whipped cream, put it in a martini glass. And
oh, that looks good.
Nice presentation.
A martini glass is perfect for this guy.
You got
a nice bar setting. Do you do any microbreweries?
As of right now, no, but we are in the works with some microbreweries. Yes, we do carry 3 Floyds, though.
You do?
Yes. So we have...
How about the wine? Do you got any wines from the wine trail?
You know what? We're not big on wine. It's not that popular, so we just have your traditional Pinot Noir, Malbec, Pinot Grigio, White Zinfandel, Cabernet.
Martinis?
Martinis, yes. Our bartenders can make any type of martini that you want. There's no specific menu for them, but we have chocolate martini, wonderful lemon drop martini that we have as well.
Do you ever perform at your restaurant?
Yes, I have 4 times since we opened.
And you've
Will you be doing that at all? Or?
I have to look at some more open dates, but I'm going to try, because I usually, when I did do them, it was either on a Friday or a Saturday. But with all the other bookings that I have for performing, it's pretty much booked out throughout the rest of the year. So I want to do maybe an off night, like a Tuesday or a Thursday, just to try and bring a crowd in for one of those nights. And
you've been singing since how old?
I'd say probably since I was born.
Where can we catch you around?
I mean, I was probably crying when I was about that.
Yeah.
You know where we can catch him? Right here on Lakeshore Public Radio. Do we have one of his cuts?
Yeah, let's go.
We'll look for that real quick. We're going to try one.
You want to introduce it?
Yeah, so this is actually my third single that is not completely released yet. We're going to be releasing it in a couple months. But it's called Want to Be With Her, and it's a... It's got a jazzy vibe with a modern pop feel to it. So, yeah.
We got a scoop, another scoop.
Okay, fire away.
Here we go. Just get it.
Just want to give a couple roses to a pretty girl I know. Maybe we can hit the matinee to a show. Oh, she says she likes the simple things. Yeah, this I know. Just want to explore this time so that she sees that I go.
Blake Alexander, very nice.
Yeah, there you have it. Blake Alexander, Want to Be With Her. And that'll be coming out really soon now, huh?
Yeah, in a couple months.
It was like we were talking while I was going, that, and I thought, you know what, it's a, like a feel-good song.
Oh, yeah.
And Blake said it's like a driving song, like if you're taking a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yeah. Very, very nice voice.
Yeah, very good.
So,
very good.
Any contests have you been in, like, have you tried it, you know, did any vocal contest or singing contest or America's Got Talent, anything like that?
Not as of yet. My amazing manager, Joanne Ficori, she's working on some things coming up for me. She actually was just able to get me to perform the national anthem for the Chicago White Sox on July 2nd.
That's
great.
So that'll be fun. And then the day before, I'm doing Fox News in the morning at 9:45. So July 1st, I'll be on there performing this song live.
That's really good.
That's good. So, yeah,
Thank you.
Maybe you could do Windy City Live, WGN, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yep.
And you just, you know, and we had him here on our little radio station,
exactly.
Lakeshore Public Radio.
No, it's wonderful. It's an honor to be here.
And let's eat. A food show.
Love it.
Hey, you know what?
He's a food guy.
He is a food guy.
And a singing guy.
Yeah, big foodie.
Well, they're both entertainment, like we said. Your place kid-friendly?
Absolutely.
I didn't ask you that.
Yes, we are kid-friendly.
Okay.
And the bar is completely separated from the dining room portion.
So give me some of your future goals. What are you thinking, you know, down the line? What do you want to do? Other than being a big pop star.
Well, definitely the singing is my passion.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to stay in the restaurant industry. I mean, I completely love it. It's just, you know, with the schedule that I have, it's so hard to, you know, try to keep track of everything. Somehow I do it. I don't know how.
Because you're young and energetic.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Your skin's still tight.
Youth is on your side.
Yes.
And you're ambitious, I'm sure. Well, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and on top of all this, I'm also downtown with a private custom suiting company where we make custom suits for...
My dad's a tailor.
What's that?
My dad's a tailor.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So
he was trained in Italy.
Awesome. So I'm sure you've grown up with some wonderful suits.
Oh,
right?
I sure did. Except I didn't appreciate them. You see how I am now.
Yeah, well, every man has to have at least one nice suit.
Yeah, when I wear a suit, no one recognizes me, believe me.
Yep.
It's like a whole different person. I feel like a different person when you're in a good suit, don't you?
Oh, of course.
You look like a suit. You should do some Men's Warehouse commercials. That's what I think.
Yeah, so our business downtown, it's a gentleman's cooperative.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we do a lot of the high-profile attorneys, CPAs. Oh,
yeah.
We've done stuff for the Cubs, the Sox, the Blackhawks, all sorts of stuff.
Wow,
so.
You rub shoulders with a lot of
cool.
entertainers and sports people and things like that.
Yeah, we try, but, you know, just try to make men look their best.
There you go. You ever join in any bands? Were you ever in a band or anything like that?
No.
Or you always was solo?
It was pretty much always solo. There are big band groups that will hire me in, though, to sing for private events. So, you know, there'll be almost a 20-piece band there, and then I'll be hired in to do half the performance, and then another vocalist will come in and do the other half performance. So,
folks, you're on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. It's Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick, and we're honored to be here with Blake Alexander from Blake Alexander's Smokehouse out of Crown Point, and he's in the Pheasant Valley Golf Course clubhouse area. And he's got gift cards. So call in 769-9577. And I got a gift card, too, for Chef Nick's Eatery. You haven't done any contests, but what kind of genre do you sing?
I do a wide variety. Everything from Frankie Valli to the Eagles to Journey, Donna Summers. So I do a lot of cover stuff. Bruno Mars, Robin Thicke, Michael Bublé, Maroon 5. So all across the board.
What do you like to do the best of? What do you favor?
I'd definitely say the standards, you know, Sinatra and I'd say between Sinatra, Bruno Mars-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I'll throw in my originals during my performances as well.
And that song, you wrote that song, Want to Be With Her?
Yes.
You wrote it.
Myself, I co-wrote. So
okay.
It was myself, a great friend of mine, Ben Won, and my composer, Adrian Ruiz. So... We all kind of worked on it together, and it's been 2 years since we got to that point to where it was finally.
Really?
Do you have any albums out already?
Not any albums yet.
Do they have albums?
We're waiting to get about three more originals completed before we release an EP album. So.
Okay. So where can we see you other than your restaurant?
I perform all around Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland.
Anything coming up? Any gigs coming up?
Tonight I'll actually be at Gino's Steakhouse and Dyer from 7 to 10.
Okay.
And tomorrow...
How is he going to find time for that?
I don't know. How do you?
So when you go there, do they hire you for a specific genre that you're to sing? Do they say to you, hey, Blake, you better sing, you know, whatever?
Nope, they just... They
you
trust
know, fly
me
to the moon or...
No, they trust me to judge the atmosphere and just kind of go with it.
Yeah, where do you get the... Where's all the music come from?
It's pre-recorded by a band.
Okay.
So it's professional instrumental.
Okay.
Music. So
cool. So and you're singing front. You're fronting that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So have you ever catered a wedding and then sung for the wedding?
That I have not done yet. So
that's a feat that you're still probably going to conquer. You'll probably
hopefully
end up doing it sometime. Yeah. Wow.
I know. So what's one of the largest celebrities you ever have run into?
I would say
singing-wise.
Singing-wise, Frankie Valli.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was.
Did you sing with him?
13 or 14. No, 13 or 14. I met him, went to one of his concerts, and got to meet him afterwards. So,
did you sing for him?
I did not. I was too nervous and starstruck back then. Yeah.
Folks, we got 5 minutes left. We'll take a quick phone call if you get a chance. 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card from Blake Alexander's Smokehouse over there in Pheasant Valley in Crown Point, and one at Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield.
And he brought a lot of really great food here for us.
Oh, let's,
and if you want to go
between the singing
the
and the food.
Yeah,
but what
great.
Did you? What
You're
did
a bounty,
you,
Blake.
Yeah, no. What did you bring for us, real quick?
So I brought a full slab of ribs for you guys. I brought some ribs.
They're gone.
Rib tips, our hand battered chicken wings, our number one appetizer, deep fried pickles. And, of course, what goes better with barbecue than a couple of either Miller or Bud Lights?
So what's bigger? Beautiful. What domestic beer sells the best for you?
Miller Lite.
Miller Lite.
Yep.
So what sauces do you have?
We have our mild barbecue sauce, and then we have a buffalo wing sauce. And then the one thing that I forgot to bring was my strawberry barbecue sauce.
And what? Explain that a little bit. I've never heard that.
It's just a strawberry reduction puree that I mix
Look
in
at,
with the
he's
mild.
He's been just starting this stuff, and now he's talking reduction and puree. You know, most people say I just cooked it down and chopped it up.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I say.
And believe it or not,
you're lucky to get that.
Believe it or not, when you add the reduction into the mild barbecue sauce, it enhances the spiciness of it. I don't know how or why that works yet, but I'm sure I'll figure it out. But it does have a little tang to it.
Anything coming down the road with you, with the restaurant? Anything you're thinking about doing, expanding, going any kind of markets, anything
as
like that?
As far as right now, expanding, not so much. Since I have opened, though, I have donated quite a bit for different charities mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
That's good.
And that's our main goal. So,
who do you want
to continue, giving back to the community?
Okay, we're talking about giving back. Who do you want to thank?
I'd like to thank all my family, obviously, mm-hmm. God, my friends, and everybody that has just kind of been a mentor and helped me get to this point.
Oh, that's a
my
good fiance, word. Mentor. Who's your biggest mentor, you think?
Oh, I have a list.
A list?
Yeah.
So, anybody into food?
I would say idol, not somebody that I personally met. Gordon Ramsay has been a huge inspiration.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I've taken both of his master classes. Currently going through Aaron Franklin's master class. So he has one of the best, biggest barbecue places out in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
And then,
So is this an online thing or is this in person?
No, it's an online thing.
Okay.
So we're down to our last, minute or two? Yep. Why don't you quickly give us your phone number and your address?
All right. So the address for the restaurant is 3838 West 141st Avenue, Crown Point, 46307. The phone number to the restaurant is 219-663-5000. And then the website is BlakeAlexanderEntertainment.com.
Well, Sharon, we want to thank Blake for joining us this hour mm-hmm. on Let's Eat. Had a great hour. We talked about food. We talked about entertainment. I've never met somebody the chef, entertainment, producer, songwriter,
entrepreneur. I'm
all
very
in one. And you know
impressed.
What? Only at the age of 25, you got a future ahead of you, guy.
Thank you.
So definitely. We want to thank you for coming in.
And I thank both of you.
Well, thank
you. And the whole station for having me here.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in. I know it's a busy day and we're all taking our time out for this, but thank you very much, Blake.
You're welcome.
Well, folks, thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat. Again, Sharon Jackson. I'm Chef Nick. You're on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. I want to encourage everyone to come to Off Square Brewing on July 1st. They got a night jam. Every bottle of beer you buy, $1 goes to Lakeshore Public Radio. I want to wish everyone a great and safe weekend. It's supposed to warm up, but it's supposed to be a little bit rainy. I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Alexis. Her graduation party is tomorrow. I love you, Alexis. Shout out to my son, Lucas. I don't want to leave him out either. I don't want him to get mad. And my wife. Happy anniversary. I love you. And I want to tell everyone out there, thank you for listening. Me and Sharon really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be here next week with Sandy Creek Winery. And all I got to say to everyone out there is have a great weekend and ciao.
Pompeo or Bolton hadn't advised him of what the likely consequences would be in terms of loss of life, that is deeply disturbing.